Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the rough decks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, working on the waterways, moving the equipment that needs to go, bridges up and down. Thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, just before we start out here, I got to remind people again, because I had some questions about what I said about the road. Sally, which is a strong tropical storm right now, 60-mile-an-hour winds with gusts to 74, and going to be probably a 100-mile-an-hour storm, maybe winds even stronger than that before lunchtime or thereabouts in the Gulf, headed towards the New Orleans area and Mississippi. You do not want to be out driving around in a high-profile vehicle on I-10. Sorry. Anything west of Pensacola, anything east of Lafayette, Louisiana, you just don't want to do it. So, if you guys are making a delivery, get up on 20 or get up on 40 and come around and then come down Atlanta, through Atlanta on 75, either do it the easy way, which is coming across 20, or do it the other way, which is come across 40 if you're already up further north, and stay up there and don't come down until you get all the way over to Atlanta. That'll be your best bet. I'm just letting you know all that now so that you don't have to sit there for a day or two and wait for the storm and everything else to work its way out. So, Kyle, we talked about the cops in California being ambushed, and our hearts and prayers go out for them. What's the latest on their condition? Do you have any update?
We don't have any update at this point, Captain. Again, though, the authorities in Los Angeles are searching for the person who was captured on video walking up to the deputy's SUV, their Ford Explorer, basically shooting into the vehicle and then running away. And they brought in many different detectives and so forth, but they are absolutely trying to find this person.
Well, they need to. This person's really dangerous. If they'll do that just without even thinking to a couple of police officers, they'll do it to anybody walking along the street and think nothing of it. Now, I received some very nice email as a result of the broadcast that we did on September 11th, and I want to thank you for your assistance in that, Kyle.
Oh, well, thank you. I was honored to be part of it.
Because every year we do something a little bit different, but always thinking about America first when we do it. And one of the first net letters I got, one of the first little notes that I got, I'm going to read right off the bat because this is very personable to me. This comes from my friend, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Many of you know him. He was a Fox News contributor for years, United States Air Force retired, former combat pilot. And he served with General Paul Vallely, Major General Paul Vallely. Both of them were former commanders and deputy commanders in the Pacific. And he says, Captain, keep up the best work. This year's 9/11 show is the best one yet. Well, I thank you very much, General. And he may be listening, so I'm just going to say thanks a lot. Then we got a little something from Gary C. up in Atlanta. He says, I'm so glad we're living in Montana. However, we should be prepared anywhere and not take anything for granted. So what we did to prepare for the civil war that's about to happen after President Trump was reelected is we're locked, we're loaded, we got plenty of food, we're ready for anything that comes our way. Bring it on. Great show, Captain.
Wow.
Yep, I won't even go there with the rest of it because I know the general's up in Montana, and he says, live from the bunker whenever I speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Bob G. Bob G's in Las Vegas. He says, I've already started prepping for the chaos that's going to be coming November 4th after Donald Trump gets reelected. The left will try to start a civil war, but in order to survive, they'll have to bring it into the burbs for their wants and their needs. That's when the real battle will begin. They aren't going to win. Great show, Captain. Okay, so there you go. Now, this one is from BFF. I guess that means best friends forever, right?
Right.
And they're from Denver, so they're listening to us up there in Denver on KNUS AM 710. Captain, you're so right. No matter who wins this chaos of Marxist, Communist, Antifa, and BLM domestic terrorists under the watch of the Dem Rhino Party, they will continue no matter what. We're here for the hard times, and we'd all better be prepared. Not one communist Dem said a word about the harassment after the RNC convention when those terrorists showed their violence. Not one has said anything about the cops being shot and killed. Not one has said anything about Antifa in general. The Communist Democratic Party is desperate, and they will do anything, so be prepared. Make America great again. Great show. We listen all the time from Denver, BFF. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. That's a great letter. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, so that's the email we got this week. And, again, we appreciate you guys and girls chiming in. And you know how to do it. You can go to the Captain's America Third Watch and send us an email right off that page. It comes to us. We don't get to it right away sometimes, but we do get to it. And you can also chime in on the Facebook Messenger right now because we're there in the Captain's group. All righty, we're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
And I know where Wayne Allyn Root was last night. He was in Henderson, Nevada with the president.
Yep, he was. He was. He gave one of the opening speeches for the president walking him to Las Vegas. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Auto Glass America, and there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, whether you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. And Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required here in Florida. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, and Sarasota and surrounding areas, and all the way down to Port Charlotte, because I can tell you, I had a guy yesterday tell me, he says, thanks for telling me about Auto Glass America. I drove down here, had set my tables up on Friday, noticed I had a crack in the windshield, called him up, became right to me, got my $100, got my windshield. Look, and he showed me the windshield. So Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim right there on the spot. Premium auto quality windshields and $100 cash back will come to you when you tell them the captain sent you. So it's 813-96-GLASS, the number, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because Kyle says what?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. And it's because of that melodic tune that they show up to buy. Well, actually, all you got to do is contact them on the telephone or the internet. They're going to get a windshield. They're going to come to you, right?
That's exactly right.
All righty. Well, Candace Owens has said she's warning conservatives that they've lost the education battle to the left, and they're guaranteeing them the future at the public school level.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. That's what she's talking about. And she told Mark Levin on his Fox program, we understand. She says, quote, if you
I
are
saw
a,
it.
Yeah, she says, if you are a black American and you go through the public school system like I went through, she says, you come out and you're basically a propagandist for the left and you don't realize it, unquote. So again, what she's talking about is this is something that's been going on for many, many years. The idea of basically an infiltration of ideology into the education system. And I think a lot of parents, and a lot of people, no matter what color they might be or what race or ethnicity, I think they want to make sure that their kids get a good education, but also a fair education. And that's why I think we see, Captain, a lot of controversy, especially from the Democrats, when it comes to things like charter schools or private or Christian education, this kind of thing, because it doesn't follow the party line, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, the tightening of the race in a number of the most contested states has led to a renewed effort by President Donald Trump to expand his electoral map. He's looking at some things right now that put states in play, like Nevada, Idaho, Arizona, possibly even California, some certain congressional districts. And Joe Biden currently leads now nationally in the latest Rasmussen poll by 2 points. He's gone from 8 to 4 to 2 in the last month.
Well, that's right. And you see, that's what we'd call the downward trend for Joe Biden.
Well, stay in your basement, Joe.
Yeah, well, that's right. And unfortunately, I think they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. He stays in the basement, and it gives a certain message. But then he comes out and talks, and he gets out among people, or at least in front of cameras,
yeah.
I'll say that. And then suddenly people get a different message about Joe Biden, and that is maybe he's not up to this.
Yeah, and in lieu of the horrible police shootings yesterday, the deputy shootings in L.A., and as you said, the latest condition of the deputies is apparently they're going to survive their horrible wounds. Our thoughts and prayers go with them. Blue Lives Matter on this program. All Lives Matter on this program. And Joe Biden apparently once again raised his voice for gun control. We have to have gun control. Get these guns off the streets. Hey, it's not the guns doing the damage. It's the person with the gun in their hand. You got to check the people a little bit closer. Hello.
Well, exactly right. And obviously, a gun is one thing. And then, of course, to go and do such a heinous crime, basically what amounts to a terror-like attack on somebody just unsuspecting. And again, this goes to the mindset, Captain. Talk about people who have been propagandized or radicalized by somebody somewhere. The notion that's okay to go do is just not normal.
I saw legal gun sales being made all over the place. Pick a table, any dealer that was there. Yes, Saturday at the gun show in Port Charlotte, legal gun sales being made, and a lot of them, okay, legally. So I don't want to hear about the gun. But anyway, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Donald, you need to have your rallies. You need to pay the Salem Radio Network to cover your rally, okay? You need to pay them to cover your rally. I want to hear that in Nevada, okay? The protesters can go down there with no Black Lives Matter and all that crap, and then they're going to try and say that you didn't socialize. I don't care. I'd rather die at your rally than have a Democrat elected in any office. You understand me? I want you to pay the Salem Radio Network. I want to carry your rally live, and I want you to take your thing to like Ronald Reagan, but you should be standing up there every day on TV saying that Joe Biden should be in jail for spying on the Trump campaign, and anybody else, everybody knows it, and everybody at Strzok and Page and Comey should be in jail, and whether Barr does it or not, you should be taking your message to the American people, because nobody else would get away with it if it was them, and that's what you should be doing. Let me tell Simon and Silk, when you make your commercial, you say every black African American should be voting for Donald J. Trump, and every American should, in Tombstone, where white Earth came, and to protect your gun rights over there, because Kamala Harris went over there. Everybody in Arizona should be voting for the Republican, Mitch Sally, and Donald Trump. Let's save the country and vote Republican all the way down to your city council, your alderman, and your county commissioner. Let's get to work. Peace.
All righty. Well, that's Todd in Tampa. A little secret there, Kyle.
Right.
No, a little secret. If the president comes to Tampa, and we suspect he will be before the election, we will be there, and we will be broadcasting from there.
Yeah, well, no, exactly.
Yeah, but we don't know when he's coming yet, because we get about 2 or 3 days' notice, tops, because that's the way they do it with the security that's out there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Now, back to where we were at. The drug, AstraZeneca, the trials of COVID vaccine are now resuming, and that's a good thing.
Well, it is a good thing, Captain. We understand that they're going to be resuming, I believe, in most, I think in the UK right now, because they've been doing these tests or these, you know, test runs, basically this research, about the vaccine, with volunteers, all over the world. So we understand that they're going to get back to testing in the UK, but we're not clear yet as to exactly when it will start happening in other places like the United States. Uh-huh. However, there was one person, the reason they shut it all down, is because someone had developed, basically some kind of neurological issue. They won't go into any other details, mm-hmm. That evidently is now, passed, and, okay. So they're going on.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. Is this Sean?
Yeah, hi, Kyle. Hi, Captain. You know, when Todd calls in, he's very enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all know that.
Yep.
And but I got to tell you, I agree with him. I really honestly agree with him. And I'd like him to know that because I know he's putting his ass on the butt on the line for
yeah.
doing that.
I know.
But,
he knows
you know,
it too.
Mm-hmm. And he's telling the truth. Sometimes he's just, it sounds overwhelming because of his enthusiasm.
No, he does a good job, Sean, and we appreciate him. That's why we call it 60 Seconds with Todd.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you guys.
All right.
And Kyle, hi. Nice to talk to you again. And you guys keep going.
All right.
And,
thanks a lot.
I love you both.
Thanks a lot. Okay, and that's Sean, and we appreciate it, Sean. You know, Todd, and it's callers like Todd. He's a very devoted listener. He's got a lot of, you know, and some people say, how come you got him on your program? I said, because we have a little thing, 60 Seconds with Todd. Everybody likes Todd when he gets into one of his rants and goes with it. You might not like some of what he's saying, but they like the way he's saying it because he's lighting a fire under some people's butts that need to have a fire lit under it.
That's right. 60 Seconds with Todd.
Yep. And everybody knows about it. Everybody that's listened to this program for years knows about Todd, and that's okay. Now, one time Todd was a little bit more unruly, but we had our discussions, and I told him, you know, we got to be whatever, so things are better. But I like what he does, and I get a lot of compliments about him and what he does. People find that hard to believe, too, but it's true.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Hold that thought, because we're coming back with more, and we got a lot more to talk about, folks, with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You know, the president is going to be in Arizona this morning for some sort of breakfast or luncheon with Latinos, and then he's going to go over to California to visit where the wildfires are going on to probably offer the governor some help. We'll see if the governor takes it or if the governor even shows up. That'll be a good one. And by the way, Bahrain, latest country to have peace with Israel. Be right back.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the western states, wildfires have taken the lives of at least 33 people. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
We saw the perfect firestorm. We saw incredible winds. And, of course, we have a landscape that has seen 30 years of drought. This is truly the bellwether for climate change on the West Coast. And this is a wake-up call for all of us that we have got to do everything in our power to tackle climate change.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley on ABC.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke. We have thousands of people who have lost their homes. I could never have envisioned this. The east winds came over the top of the mountain, proceeded to turn the fires into blow torches that went down and just incinerated a series of small towns.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my folks over at Balance of Nature. Let me tell you about Balance of Nature. If you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called BalanceOfNature.com. And while you're over there, take a look at all the products they've got in their wellness center. Now, I am taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and I don't mind telling you that they are working for me. It's been able to get my blood pressure under control. I got rid of my blood pressure pills. Hallelujah! And I've also lost a bunch of weight with this because I'm not eating all the candy bars and potato chips and stuff like that that I was snacking on in the middle of the night doing my show. I have no need to want to do that because now with the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, it's like I've eaten enough for the day. So all you got to do is go over to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, for a 35% discount on your order. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Oh, there you are. I was going to say, I thought you were there. All right. Well, we talked a little bit about the president. The president is, going to Phoenix today to have a breakfast with some Latinos, which is a good thing. He's doing very well with the Latinos right now. Just a little bit under 50% support here in Florida, and around the country, he's up around 35 to 40% in most places, a few places a little bit higher, which is really good. It's much better than what it has been. But then again, the Latinos are doing quite well in this economy, right?
Well, certainly. I think a lot of people are doing very well in this economy. And unfortunately, Captain, I think from the Democrat side of things, we keep getting these arbitrary sort of divisions. And they're playing on that. They have been for quite some time. But what President Trump's message is all about, again, it's that rising tide lifts all the boats. And people were doing very well in this economy. And I think this really frustrates the Democrat machine because they're used to separating people out into different groups and pitting one against the other and making all kinds of promises. They're going to fight for you and fight for this group and fight for that group. But yet President Trump, I don't think he has these major hang-ups. I think he just wants to get the economy going and everybody does well. That seems to be the best course of action here.
Well, then he's going to be going back over to California to take a look and examine the wildfires. Now, you read me something during the break about the San Francisco paper. Please tell the folks the ridiculous headline that's in the San Francisco newspaper.
Yeah, I had it right here, and it was, I think, from the San Francisco Chronicle, and it basically said that after a long silence, President Trump is finally, you know, coming to California and going to address this, you know. Going
now,
to
wait. Hold. After a long silence, he's been talking about the fires.
Well, of course.
They've been sending federal equipment, whatever they wanted out there in terms of firefighters, firefighting material, aircraft, whatever they needed. Oh, and the military, too, I might add.
Well, exactly. But again, it's all kind of part of a narrative. You know, it's the idea that...
You mean another lie from California? from the governor?
Well, exactly. Well, of course, it's all being played for politics.
I'll bet he won't be there when the president shows up. You want to bet?
It's possible he might be, but we'll see.
I bet he won't.
Yeah, well, the president had met with him when we had the other round of fires. But yeah, but basically, what Governor Newsom was talking about was the idea that all this is sort of coming to fruition. All these predictions from decades ago, and we're finally here. It's our reality.
Yeah.
But again, as we've talked about, Captain, they haven't done mitigation in these forests.
Now I'm going to go down through this kind of quickly. President Trump signed a favored nations. Executive order yesterday in an effort to drop drug prices. I think that's a great idea. I think we'll see some immediate results out of that.
We hope so, absolutely. And again, without Congress, it's very difficult for the president to get these kinds of things done, so he's exploring these executive orders. Yeah.
Now, in order to bring Bahrain to the table, and they are going to sign a peace arrangement as well with Israel, the U.S. has will not back the Israeli annexation of the West Bank until after 2024. That brought Bahrain to the table. They're now going to sign a peace agreement.
Well, that's right. And what that does is that, again, keeps that, I don't want to say the pressure on, but what it does is it keeps the idea that the United States is not going to recognize that for some time.
Now, Bernie Sanders is deeply concerned that Joe Biden is losing to Donald Trump. Well, duh.
Yeah, well, duh. No kidding. Well, but here's the funny thing, Captain. If Bernie Sanders, he should just like read some of these heavily weighted Democrat polls and then just go to sleep at night and be happy and peaceful, you know, because that's what we're supposed to think. But yet Bernie Sanders, he seems to be getting a different message here.
There's another message that's telling us that it's happening because Michael Bloomberg, to prop up the Biden campaign in Florida, is going to sink $100 million into television ads in Florida.
Well, you know, Captain, I was thinking about this today, and Michael Bloomberg, if he spends that kind of money in Florida, we can almost guarantee American Samoa for Biden if Bloomberg's luck holds out here.
Yeah. Where should he be spending that kind of money? How about New York City?
Yeah,
to help the people of New York. How about that one?
No kidding. again, this is, I mean, $100 million, really, and, you know, I think it might even have a reverse effect, because I think you're right, Captain. You get the idea that, why is this guy throwing this cash around?
Now, before we get to our final story, the Pfizer CEO says the coronavirus vaccine they've developed could be distributed to Americans before the year's end. This is another big announcement.
Well, that's right. That's right. They could do that. They've got about 44,000 participants in their trials, I believe. And right, by year's end, this could be there, and they would have hundreds of thousands of doses if the FDA approves the vaccine, we understand.
And finally, a judge has ruled Kanye West cannot be put on the ballot that he paid to be on in Wisconsin.
Yeah, he didn't qualify or something like that, so he won't be there at all.
Yeah, but he tried to buy his way on with the money.
Well, of course he did. Yeah, that's right. And some are saying, well, he's trying to siphon off votes, you know, in order to help President Trump, this kind of thing. But if he can't be on the ballot, there wouldn't be anything stopping him from campaigning against Joe Biden if that's his preference.
Well, he's in some other states. I guess he's in 7 or 8.
Yeah, I think so. But, and again, will it be enough to be a spoiler? That would remain to be seen.
Oh, it might. It might. We'll have to wait and see, though. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And again, folks, in case you've missed out on what's been going on here, Joe Biden is getting ready for the championship match with the president. He says he's in better shape than Trump. And here's how you can tell. Well, I don't know how you can tell, but Biden is very frail to me. I watched the way he walks around, his characteristics. He now has to rely on a teleprompter almost everywhere he goes to get his answers. We saw it the other night on a late night show where he was holding up a picture of his son, Beau, to show everybody about the picture that he had that was given to him, a portrait, if you will. And you could see the teleprompter and the words he was reading off it right there on the reflection from the picture.
Yep, exactly. Well, this is, George Orwell would be so proud, Captain, because somehow now we're supposed to believe things like, I'm in better shape than Donald Trump, coming from Joe Biden, or coming from the campaign, or coming from the media, when it completely disagrees with what we can perceive with our own senses by watching him and listening to him. Unbelievable.
Yes, and there was not joy in Mudville yesterday, because not only did the Tampa Bay Rays lose to the Boston Red Sox by a score of 6-3, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the big long-awaited clash between Tom Brady and Drew Brees, was won by Drew Brees 34-23.
Yeah, that's
New Orleans before the storm.
Before the storm, that's right.
Yep.
Well, it's the storm before the storm. That's right.
Yeah. So now we'll see what happens. But I believe that game we saw yesterday, Brady was not quite, you know, as good as what we thought he might be to begin with. He did score a rushing touchdown right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first play of the game, first few plays of the game, he scored a running touchdown down on the goal line, which was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know they had the opener, I believe, here in California with the new SoFi Stadium, and no fans in attendance.
Well, there won't be any fans for a couple games over here either.
Yeah.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Yep, we're going to check the highway, I-10, again. Stay off I-10, east of Lafayette, Louisiana, west of Pensacola, Florida. The storm is coming ashore. Some really high winds. You will not be able to maneuver it with the big rigs. Won't be able to do it.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, it's time for our second Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Make sure you pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain tell you all about the Pilot and Flying J. You'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee and check out the Driver's Club. Too. You might want to become a member of the Drivers Club. All right, here we go.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and
a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
All righty, that's Merle Haggard and singing the theme song from the old Moving On Trucking Show, Will and Sonny, trucking on down the highways. That big old black KW, that 40-foot reefer they used to pull behind them, a Great Dane, and $2 a mile. They'd go wherever you wanted them to go. Independent truckers is what they were. All right, well, before I bring in Kyle Warren, I got to tell you that Sally, Tropical Storm Sally, is going to be a hurricane today. It'll bring life-threatening impacts to the northern Gulf Coast, and I do mean what I'm saying. I'll get into a road warning here to begin with in just a second. But Tropical Storm Sally is forecast to become a hurricane Monday while approaching the northern Gulf Coast. Now, Sally will bring hurricane conditions, including strong winds, could be gusts to 100 or maybe more miles per hour, could be 110 mile an hour gusts in this storm. Extremely dangerous and life-threatening surge, heavy rainfall, with widespread significant flash flooding, isolated tornadoes and swells that are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions across the I-10 corridor from Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Mobile, Alabama, all the way over towards New Orleans, Louisiana, and maybe a little bit further west. So please, please stay off I-10 today. You big rigs running east-west, cross-country haulers, stay off I-10. Get up on I-20, get up on I-40 to go around, come over to Atlanta, cut down, but do not come across I-10. You're going to have life-threatening conditions, could blow your truck over very easily, and certainly they'll be flooding on the highway to boot. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, come on in here and tell us what's going on out there in your neck of the woods.
Well, Captain, of course, all across the West tonight, we have a lot of not only bad air quality, but we also have some dense smoke advisories to tell everybody about. But right now we got about 30,000 firefighters that are battling these blazes, and unfortunately we have about 35 people dead that we know of, 24 in California, 10 in Oregon, and 1 in Washington State. So as we're going through Washington State tonight, especially in Seattle, we've got very unhealthy air quality that's covering most of the western west of Washington State. And so as you come down the I-5 freeway heading towards Portland and Salem and to Oregon and Eugene, you're going to have dense smoke advisories as well. And a lot of this smoke, and of course it's drifting on over into other states as well. You can see it on satellite images. We've got fire weather warning up in Northern California, and then the same story basically as we head down through the Central Valley, air quality alerts there, and of course temperatures high, still going to be 90 in Fresno, for example, and that air quality continues to remain very bad. In Orange County, my area, it seems to have gotten a lot better. We don't have quite as much smoke, obviously, in the sky right now, but we have had it very, very easy compared to just about everybody else in central Northern California, Oregon, and Washington. Right now in Arcadia, I believe they're having some evacuations there. This is near Monrovia, but this is up on about the 210 freeway, so if you're traveling through there, you might see some traffic because of people who are having to evacuate. They have some mandatory evacuations going on. But, of course, down through the southwest, through Phoenix, we're going to have triple-digit temperatures, as we will in the Inland Empire, Southern California area. Las Vegas looks like it's going to be 98. But also in Nevada and Reno, the Reno Carson City area, Pyramid Lake, for example, the Nevada Basin and Mono County and Greater Lake Tahoe area, we've got dense smoke advisories there. So be careful.
Okay. Well, northern Minnesota, you've got a frost advisory tonight all the way across the northern part of the state, as well as parts of northern Wisconsin and the northern peninsula of Michigan. All across northern New York State tonight, you've got either a frost or freeze warning from about I-90 north all the way to the Canadian border. That includes Vermont, New Hampshire, the northern part of Maine. You've also got the southwestern corner of New York State with a frost advisory, northwestern corner of Pennsylvania, north of Pittsburgh. You've got some fog, dense fog to drive through in Kentucky tonight, pretty much along I-64, and also I-75, if you're going north-south there, you'll have some fog from the Tennessee line right on up to the Ohio line. And then the central part of Tennessee, around Knoxville, Tennessee, you've got some fog there as well. And keep in mind that over to, let's see, over to the northwestern corner of North Carolina, some fog there as well. Now, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks very much. Okay, Kyle Warren, everybody. Now, let me go to this phone line first. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Goodwill Area. I'm on the interstate on my way to Daytona Beach.
Okay, what's up?
Was it 6 hours ago? The Biden campaign put another tweet out about taking away assault weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the problem, okay? You and I and everybody listening knows that Trump is going to win in a landslide. Well, they knew that, too, in 2019. And the communism is out pulling Trump. They don't care. They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal, they'll do anything they can. You've had Bill and Hillary on Zoom with Maxine Waters saying they're going to confess no matter what.
All right.
I mean, you know, don't relax, because these people have big tech money. You've seen the problems with big tech. I wouldn't relax. I would go to the polls.
Okay. All right, we got to go because I got to talk to Denise. She's on the line right now waiting for me to get over to her. So good morning, Denise Simon. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, I don't mind telling you, I am ticked. I'm really ticked off about what happened in Los Angeles with this jackass that was on video walking up to these two sheriff's deputies sitting in their patrol car, point-blank range, pulls out a gun, and all of a sudden we got two deputies that their lives were seriously threatened. I'm not sure they're out of harm's way yet, but it looks like as if they'll both survive.
They're both out of surgery. They're both in stable condition. That's a good thing. The, LA Board of Supervisors, interestingly enough, has put up a $100,000 reward.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. here's a city that wants to defund them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, Garcetti comes out, and he's wah, 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 which I think is really just kind of a forced gesture,
mm-hmm.
you know, to say, you know, how bad this was. But, it is. It's pretty reprehensible. There wasn't even any confrontation.
No.
Apparently, this person had just gotten off of a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And, so riding around on a bus with a weapon.
Yeah, and apparently the other thing is that the president is going to go today to California, and there's a rumor circulating he may go to the hospital where these police officers are.
That's possible.
Yep, so we'll see. And by the way, the governor, we're being told, is not anywhere to be heard or seen. So it is what it is. What can I tell you?
Exactly.
Yeah, and our thoughts and prayers, of course, are out to the police officers, because on this program, blue lives do matter, all lives do matter, and I don't care about that other stuff. You can take that other stuff and just take it somewhere else, because all lives matter, period. End of story, exclamation mark.
Well, you know how the NFL gotten, you know, very political about all of this, but I will say there was a player for the Jacksonville Jaguars who did honor David Dorn.
Yep, I saw that.
On a helmet decal, yes.
Yep, all right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. And caller, I see you're there now. Hold that thought, caller. I'll get to you in just a second. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.